Blog Talk Radio.
Witness old Jerusalem, most likely it would be a culture shock, far from Babylon. Mystery Babylon compared to our native land, it would be similar to a hooker hooked on heroin. Incomparable its beauty and taste, the land that flowed with milk and honey, I dream of that place. And the fruit I would love to taste, what a shame our people just threw it away. The olive garden had nothing on our gardens, no pesticides to genetically modify olives, huh? It was indeed a beautiful society, before the Romans, no taxes on our properties, no pollutions but incense blown in the breeze. Find me with my brothers catching fish in the Galilee, fish in the Galilee, me and my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. I will praise y'all and enjoy well water free of fluoride, no need for purification mechanisms when my throat's dry. Consume every meal with no fear of E. coli. Food is tampered with, you can still give a try. Can't count on my fingers how many people die for not eating right. When your body shut down, it's gonna be a long night. They fill you up with medication without the education. Y'all's lost taught our whole nation. And who's teaching America? You can get a watermelon without the seed, sir. See, back in the land where we from, you could plant a vineyard and later give a stranger some. Jerusalem, every day was a Thanksgiving. Y'all gave to us a lot, who are you kidding? Our nation was something to behold until we lost our minds and Gentiles gained control. Now we here in Babylon, eating on Cinnabons. If you seen Abraham, you probably envy him. If you saw King David, you might run from him. Why don't you see yourself as one of them? She have high cheeks, oh, now I guess she's Indian. Sometimes Israelites can be their own little villain. Lying to their children. December 25th, lying to your children. Now back to the title of this song called Jerusalem. Back then, we were noble people. No tail-bearing, backbiting, a true brother's keeper. You wouldn't catch your Hanan smoking grass. He ate honey and locusts, and I bet he had a stash. Yeah, smoking that grass. Killing all your brain cells, forgetting all your past. Give me some wine, and I bet I make it last. Breaking some bread with my brothers on the path. Doing what's good, cause I fear the aftermath. Living for Yah, so I don't drink of his wrath. And it's all good, cause I know he'll have my back. Psalm 91, I know that Yah have my back. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem, forget about this whore. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. 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 Forget about this whore. Gotta stay the course. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. Forget about this whore. Whore. Gotta stay the course.
Time I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better. I'm just in awe. It's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
Oh, he's faithful.
Yeah,
he won't let me fall.
Help find myself deeper in this book. Cause I believe what it says when I read.
See, the scripture said it was gonna get worse.
Shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant. Family, today is the 14th of July, 2013. We have a very, very special lesson today. I'm just letting everybody know that I had a virus attack a second ago, so I'm trying to get my internet back up. But we're going to go into predestination and set from above. That is our title of today's lesson. So I'm going to basically hand over the mic to our brother, Tavares. And he's going to have a reader for him today. It should be Sister Jennifer. As soon as I get my internet back up, family, I'm going to start opening the mics. We're going to get the lesson rolling. I know a lot of people are wondering, is it going to be the same information that you get from Christianity or any of these other sites? Nope, it's not going to be that, family. We're getting ready to get into some truth that is going to break strongholds, okay? We're getting ready to get into some truth that will definitely break down strongholds. Let me see. I think I might have it right now, family. Give me a second. Just trying to get my internet back up. Oh, let's see. I might be all right here. Let's see, I think I am. Okay, I'm getting into my studio as we speak. Give me one second, then I can start opening up some mics. Let's see. A little bit of problems here. Wait a second. Let's see. I don't know if you guys are having the same issues I'm having. I'm having pop-ups like crazy. Oh, my goodness. Give me a second while I try to open up the... Okay. Something happened here. Let me go back. Try to back click. Having just a little bit of problems. 1 second, family. We're going to get this rolling here. I tell you, these pop-ups are everywhere. I can't even get to the button. Here we go. Let me just try to close up some of these pop-ups. Okay. Oh, I did it again. Hold on. There we go. Let me see if this will take me to my... Yeah, I think it did. Okay, great. Oh, no, it didn't. Shoot. Give me a second. 1 second, family. We're going to get this opened up. I don't know what just happened right before the show. Give me 1 second, family. I'm trying to open up my studio. pray this opens it up right now because I'm kind of like blocked off. Here we go. Okay, great. I just got back on. Once again, the title of today's show, family, I welcome everybody. Shalom, 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 predestination set from above. So we're getting ready to get started here, and I'm going to bring our brother Tiberius on. Let me get his mic opened. Shalom, brother Tiberius.
Hello, Sister Georgia.
I'm so glad you got it. I tell you, hey, it was one of those close calls. They tried to put a virus on my computer. You couldn't close the sucker down. I had to shut my whole computer down. But, hey, we're so happy to have you here today, Brother Tiberius. And I know that you can't wait to share with us. You start kind of like sharing with us some of this information when we did our last show for the Shabbat. And it was really the third hour got very interesting, but we want to re-hit that and share with the family and get more the scriptures and so forth so that everyone can get the truth of born again. So I'm going at this point, I don't see Sister Jennifer here yet. If she is, she hasn't raised her hand. I don't know if she's using a different phone or something, but I'm waiting for her. If you need me to read, I will go ahead and open up a link and read for you. But I'm going to let you open up with a prayer and let you, you know, get started with the lesson today, predestination sent from above.
Yes. Shalom, family, and I'm happy that everybody here, that who is here, because nothing happened by circumstance and by chance. Yah has ordained those who are here to be here. And the thing about it is that you've been preaching and you've been teaching on the spiritual. We are moving, Yahushua represented, we moving into the spiritual realm. And if we are to let Yah indwell in us, then we have to be spiritual. We know that He is spiritual. He is spirit. And so it's very important because there's so many twists and turns in the scripture, and I get into conversations with people all the time because when they keep saying that the scriptures are the it's the word of Yah, and I say to them that it's the word of man. Some inspired by Yah, and some inspired by the devil. And we know that many of the mistakes and misinterpretations, mistransliterations was done purposely because the enemy is behind the hands that woven it in. So it's very important for us to find out who we are because we have lost the knowledge of who we are. We have lost the knowledge of who we are. We are not mankind. You know what I mean? We are not mankind. Part of being set apart is that we are Yah kind. And when we allow Yah to dwell in us, then we are representatives of Yah kind. So in the scriptures, they talk about the first Adam, the second Adam, and that's another thing that ties into this because, you know, birthright and inheritance that the scriptures talk about, it cannot be sold, it cannot be stole, it cannot be rendered over. That's a divine decree. That's why we are inheritors and joint heirs. It cannot be that. But because of the disobedience of Adam, and he sort of rendered over his keys or his dominion to Satan. So the reason why they call Yahushua the second Adam is because he did what the first one did not do. But it was all in the salvation plan. But it's very important that we begin to learn the way because Yahushua and all those who came before him was teaching the way. John taught the way. You know, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the light. And we need to learn the way because they can't tell us. The translations ain't telling us is all hidden for us not to to really get worn out in our seeking, you know, to get worn out in our seeking. So I'm happy to be here, and we're going to go ahead. I'll open up in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this moment. I thank you for all the things that you have done, are doing, and will do. And I thank you for those that you will do in advance. I thank you, Father, that this is no coincidence, occasion, that you have directed our steps and our hearts and our mind to be here. I thank you for all the things that you're doing. I thank you for the awakening that's happening right now. I thank you for the dry bones. I thank you for the fire that's caught up in my bones being released right now in this day and time. And I ask you, Father, to keep us all on one accord, even though you have given us different ministries and different gifts, that we may all use it to rightly divide the truth and to bring forth that which you will for us. I thank you, Father. And in Yahushua's name, and by his authority, we come before you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Brother, I just want to let you know, Sister Jennifer is here. You want to put up her mic right now, brother?
Yes, I knew she was.
Okay, let me go ahead and bring on our sister. All right. Shalom, Sister Jennifer.
Shalom, 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 shalom. I'm here. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to mute myself out, you guys, and you guys go ahead and take over. All right?
Yes, yes. Okay, well, I just want to lay a little foundation because I think we all need to build on it, and we all got gifts and talents to build on it. But I want to start by laying a foundation in John. Sister Jennifer.
Okay.
I want you to read John 3. I want you to read 1 through 3. And then, and then 5 through 8.
Okay.
And 11 through 13.
Okay, 1 through 3, 5
yes.
through 8, and 11 through 13. Okay, whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready, sister.
Okay. Verse 1, chapter 3 of John. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Hebrews. Oh, no, I believe that should be Jews. The ruler of the Jews.
Yes.
The same came to Yahushua by the night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from Yahuwah, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except Yahuwah be with him. Yahushua answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahuwah. Verse 5, Yahushua answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit of the Ruach, he cannot enter into the kingdom of Yahuwah. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Ruach or of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth, so is every one that is born of the Spirit. Verse 11, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not of our witness. 12, If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I just happened to go to the library today, and I grabbed up the new Oxford Annotated Bible. No, I want to ask you, in John 3:3, when it says born again, do you have a little A there, a footnote? When he first told Nicodemus. Okay, and most of the King James Version is a little A there. You go to the footnote, you say from above. But I found the Oxford Annotated Bible, and it's got it in here just like I want it, just like I wanted to bring it. And it says, John 3:3 says, "Verily, verily, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of Yah without being born from above." It's in there. 5, no one can enter the kingdom of Yah without being born of the water and the spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. They had it already in there. So it didn't talk about the wind. Now, In most of the King James Version Bible, it's got an A and it says born from above. But I also looked up born because I knew that B-O-R-N-E was used to mean sent. And when you put the capstone on it at the end where it said no one has ascended, but the ones, that's plural there, but the ones that has descended. See, they wanted to try to break us off from thinking that anyone descended except Yahushua. Well, it said there was a man sent from John. Sent from Yah, his name was John. Isaiah said, who would go down? I would go down. You know what I mean? The prophets were all sent. All sent one at a time in different generations. They were sent teaching the way, the truth, and the light. Yahushua was the chief cornerstone, or that exact part of the building that's very important and hold things together. But he said, "I come not to destroy, but to fulfill." But to fulfill, not the law, that law, but to fulfill the words of the prophets. So that they would not go forth and come forth void. I mean, go out and return void. So this is very important because the born means sent. They've used born in other ways, meaning carry. Like they say, he was born of soldiers, carried by the soldiers. They say they born the ark. You know what I mean? And that's B-O-R-N-E. But it was only one other scripture that used it in this text. And he went on and, okay, he defines the spiritual and the fleshly. And this is the difference, sister, because you had asked me, what is the difference? This is the difference. Born from above, sent from above, and the fact that we have the Ruach, they don't have that. They're not sent from above. So however they keep trying to make it look like they enjoined in on the blessings, all I searched the scriptures and all it says about them being joined in on the blessings is contingent upon how they treat us. How they treat us. We were sent into this generation. Okay,
can I add to that, brother?
Yes, yes.
Okay, now, Brother Tavares is speaking of the other nations when it comes to born again and what we've been taught. But when we go into the scriptures, we already know most of these scriptures are not speaking of the other nations, except when it talks about the chastising of Israel. Now, the born again, if you understand, and it goes a little deep, but for those of you who have been with us, you probably understand what I'm saying. You got to remember, throughout the scriptures, the Father was talking about his people and people who were right along with his people, known as the serpent seed. It goes into the parable of the wheat and tare. Not that they were serpents. What it was they had a different spirit. And even that, I cautioned people on. And I'm going to do a show about the soul and the spirit in a future show. But what's important to understand is that goes into the wheat and tares, what he's saying. The enemy came in and planted a seed and went his way. So the Most High said he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. All we are vessels. That spirit came from our Father. But this other one, where did it come from? Well, the scriptures of the parable of wheat and tares says it comes from the devil. So later you find Yahushua saying that I am from above, you are from beneath. You know, and where he's going, you cannot go. There are certain people, and we're just talking about Hebrews, and those who appear to be Hebrews. And that's why it's a little funny, because most people never hear this. We are talking about a spirit that was given to us by our Father, and is so, and that's what brother's getting into. As far as other nations, the serpent seed or the tares or the those who are right along with Israel, they got the same type of spirit that the mankind, the other nations have. So I just wanted to point that out. Okay, I'm sorry. I just want to add that to it.
Yeah, that's all right. That was great. Before, you know, I continue, I want to say this, and in this part of that's in there, when they said the Son of Man, it was really using S-U-N. It was really using S-U-N, Son of Man. I mean, they spook us out about sun worshipers and all that, but it was talking about the Son of Man, i.e. the light of the world. The light of the world. So Isaiah was called Son of Man, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, I mean, on and on and on, Hosea, all of them was called Son of Man. So when Yahushua is speaking about the Son of Man, because we know that that we were considered sons of Yah. So when we talk about Son of Man, we talk about that mankind. We talk about the light of the world, but we are not that mankind. Like Sister George just said, the other scriptures, Sister Jennifer, 1 John 3:1-3.
Okay. 1 John 3. Okay. 1-3. Verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yah, or Yahuwah. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Or let me read that again. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Yahuwah. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of Yahuwah, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure.
Okay. Go from there to 4:1.
Chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of Yahuwah, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Verse 4?
Okay. Yes.
Verse 4?
4 through 6, yes.
Ye are of Yahuwah, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of Yahuwah. He that knoweth Yahuwah heareth us. He that is not of Yahuwah heareth not us. Hereby know we the Ruach of the truth, or the spirit of the truth, and the spirit of error.
Yes, yes, yes. And so, I mean, we are sons of Yah, our Yah kind. We are not mankind. So when it's talking about mankind, you know, our man, because from the simple fact that we were born from above, we come from spiritual realm. And so because we have the bloodline and the birthright and all that was tied into who we came into as that spirit, who we came into as that spirit. And that's how the bloodline was taken. But we are Yah-Kan, sons and daughters of Yah. You know, and we know already how they have taken the daughters part out, but this is sons and daughters of Yah. And the next one was John 1:6.
Before you go there, can I add to what you just said,
yes,
brother?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay. If everybody read, and they should have the scriptures open, Sister Jennifer just read 1 John chapter 4, and she was reading basically 1 through, I don't know, I think she read 1 through 6 here and there. But what's important is when you get to understanding, these scriptures are our history book. It's not really going to be talking about these other nations. So when it tells you that believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of the Most High, it tells us, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. This is leading to where we're at right even now. It was happening during the New Covenant. It's still happening today. How are you supposed to know? You're supposed to try every spirit. If every spirit confessing that Yahushua is come in the flesh is of the Most High, they have to incorporate Yahushua into their message. If they cannot teach a spiritual message, that's the same thing, family. That's why we caution people. When you're hearing people who are speaking of the Torah in the Old Covenant, but yet not understanding that Yahushua came to fulfill that, not take it away, not take away any of the prophets, you know, bring everything spiritual. We're supposed to be operating out of the Spirit. When we have people who are not doing that, he already let us know that they are not of him, not of the Father. And it says, every spirit that confesses not that Yahushua is come in the flesh is not of the Most High. And this is a spirit of anti-Messiah. Whereof ye have heard it, that it should come, and even now already is in the world. So when we caution people about we bring these strongholds out, allowing you to even read, some people will say, well, the daughters of Zion is a woman, when we can read in the scripture. When we go into certain words that they are misquoting, everything is a physical with them. They can't take it spiritual. That's what really this is speaking of as well. But it's letting you know that the Father, he has people that is going to be sent down from above that's going to have that set apart spirit. And they're going to be walking up at a specific time to teach the truth. All this all goes in, and I caution people for watching out for the other nations, not so much them. You need to watch what's happening right amongst our own people, those who look like us. If they're not speaking the Most High's words like Yahushua was, which means that these people are going to eliminate Yahushua. They're not going to say right out, they're going to tell you Christ and all this. They'll say that, but their message saying, oh, you got to be dipped in water. Their message is going to say about the law. more than what Yahushua came to do was fulfilling of that law. So I just want to caution people. That's what basically I got out of this part right here. I just want to add that, brother.
Yes, yes, and feel free to. The thing is that the understanding of baptism is is one of the strongholds, one of the chokeholds they got on us, because in the same book of John, it says the true baptism is knowing that you're the only one Yah. You know what I'm saying? And so that's a very important part you embarked upon, and you mentioned it a couple of times already. Is yeah, the baptism. That is one, because the true baptism is in spirit and in fire, as Sister Jennifer read a little earlier. She said in spirit and water, spirit and fire. So the true baptism is being baptized in the truth. That's how. That's the only baptism that was legal as far as Yah-Kan concern, baptizing in the truth, because we've been immersed in lie. Yes, Sister Jennifer, I was at John 1, the Gospel John.
Yes, Verse 6?
Yes.
Okay, verse 6, and then I think you want me to go to verse 12 through 13, so...
Yeah.
John 1, verse 6. There was a man sent from Yahuwah whose name was John. Okay, that's verse one, that's chapter 1, verse 6. I'm moving to verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahuwah, even to them that believe on his name. Okay. Oh, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahuwah.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that goes on to explain a little deeper. Because if you read it, it's going on, it's talking about Yahushua, that those who bleed on him, that he gave power to become sons of Yah. But it goes on and says that we need to excuse me, I got something in my throat. I'm sorry. But it goes on at the end. Read the 13 again. Those who are born of.
Okay, let me go back because I turned my page. Let me go back quickly. Verse 13. Okay. Which were born not of blood.
Right.
Nor of the will of the flesh. Nor of the will of man. But of Yahuwah.
Yes. Yes. So this is where a sent, B-O-R-N-E, could be implied right here too, because not of the blood, even though we know that the process from spiritual to physical is through the blood, you know, but that is not our first estate, and that is not where we at. It's a spiritual thing now. So it said not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh or the will of man, but of Yah.
Can I add to that too?
Yes, 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 yes.
Because you're hitting on them so well, I just got to add something. Now, you see, Sister Jennifer, I hate to do this to you. Can you read that one more time, please?
Oh, no, don't hate to do anything. Here we go, here we go. Verse 13 of chapter 1 of John, so our followers can follow along. Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of Yahuwah.
And I'm so glad that that's in the scripture, because many people believe, I watch the videos, I see it, and they're not taking anything spiritual. They can't comprehend when we say that it doesn't matter. They will tell you when the Hebrew slaves came over, only if your father was a Hebrew, you're a Hebrew. Well, that's not true, because they're taking it in the flesh. That's all they can understand. When you get to understand that the father's telling you that his that were set down from above, those were born of the spirit. That's why the parable of the wheat and tare. We're just vessels. Your mother could have given birth to you by something else, you know, another nation. But the father is able to raise you up because you're a vessel. But he puts the spirit in you. And it's not so much, people believe that it's about a man's seed. They put a lot of dominance and power on the seed of the man, you know. But it's not so much that, family. And this is a spiritual thing, and I pray you're understanding it. It's a spiritual thing right now. The father, when he sends his son Yahushua, Yahushua is going to be going through the family, because some will be Hebrews, some won't. Regardless, if it's just to say, well, this Hebrew man took a, we'll say an Edomite woman. That doesn't mean that those children are going to be Hebrews just because that man's Hebrew and he had a Hebrew sperm, a seed line. No, that woman who's a Hebrew can have a child that's a Hebrew, you know. And I think that many people are not looking into the scripture, what it's really speaking of. But it's not talking about the flesh or the blood, because we're just vessels. When we talk about him raising somebody up or calling that person, but it is within the Hebrews, don't get me wrong, but it's got to be a Hebrew. What I'm saying is he's able to take that vessel that came out of woman just as well as that came from a man who married different races, if you want to call that. And when I say that, they could have been raped. A woman could have been raped. That child is still has the possibility of being a Hebrew because it's about the spirit. It has nothing to do with him reserving a seed. Many of these congregations now are telling you that you got to marry a Hebrew woman, got to get married to a man in order to build a nation. It has nothing to do with that man. It's all about our father. He's able to put that spirit right where he wanted.
Yes.
So it's very important to understand. It's not, read one more time, sister.
Verse 13, which were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahuwah.
Thank you, sister. And I just want to really get that point across, because don't think that you have to marry a Hebrew man, as they tell you, to be your covering, or you don't have no chance, or that you don't even have the set apart spirit in you. The Father is able to put that spirit, and that is what is sent from above, not the sperm. We're talking about spiritual things. Brother, that's all I want to add.
Yes, yes, yes. That's meat. That's meat. We must eat. Sister Jennifer, I want you to go to Romans 8:29-30.
Okay, Romans chapter 8. Okay, verse 29 and 30. Okay. Chapter 8 of Romans, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified.
What you say, Sister Georgia? I like when you go on these. Yes, I like when you go on these scriptures, because you're so well versed with them, and you've been working so hard. But
well,
this
I
is
will
by,
say this.
Yeah.
I will throw a little bit in there, and when Sister read it, I mean, it just, the set-apart spirit was jumping in me. She read,
yeah.
For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, okay? Yeah. We know that the image of his son, he told us what his son looked like, okay? So we do look like that. Don't think you got to be a man, first of all. That he might be the firstborn among many brothers, many of the Hebrews, moreover whom he did predestinate, them he called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. Now, that's Adam and Eve. They were in glorified bodies. He called them. The set-apart spirit was there. All this right here will also lead you to, well, yeah, but when I was growing up, you know, I did this, this, and this. Well, it wasn't your time to wake up because you were sent from above. The Father knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. You were there. Now, everybody has who's getting woke up and understanding the spiritual truth. They all have different abilities. Father God, you already know what you're supposed to do, okay? The only problem is people are wondering, well, why wasn't I just, you know, from birth knowing this? Well, you go back to Ezekiel 37. When the breath of life, which was the set-apart spirit, blew on those bones. Right now, in the end time, we're here not by chance, not by accident, not by luck, not by any of these things. It was your time to wake up and now to fulfill the role that the Father had for you. But he predestinated all this. All this was written before the book. And I just want everybody to understand that. We are waking up. It's not by chance. The scriptures are being, the revealing is taking place. We are all waking up to the truth. This truth, man could not give this to us because nobody was saying out of the Hebrews that I know of that there's two creations. Some still won't admit to that. But it's right there. So I just want to add that, brother.
Yes, and that's important because we need to understand that this thing predestinated, foreknown, it talks about it many times in the scriptures, and like you say, nothing happened by chance. So he most definitely this set apart thing and shit from above really explain our position and who we are. And like you was talking about the awakening. People are so ready to, you know, especially us, the Hebrews, you know what I mean? The Hebrews, they are so ready to boo-hoo and baha about what's happening, but actually, Yah is the blessed planet. He know there we could have been woken up before it was our time because we were also kind of like sort of cloaked in how we came up in the squalor, in the hoods, in the amongst the grimy, in addiction. We were allowed to do that because the scriptures keep telling us we are the hidden ones. And that's part of the cloaking. We had to wait to our specific time, like you said, because if they would have knew who you were destined to be, and they knew who we were, but they thought they had, you know, they thought they had plucked in our head or had made us believe that we were not, you know, with the reverse psychology telling we are nothing. But if they had knew, we see what happened with Moses. We see what happened with Moses. They sent the order out to kill. And we see what happened in Yahushua's time. They sent the order out to kill. And we see what happened to the people who have been preaching the truth even in our time. They sent the order out to kill. And I like what you said about our people and the Hebrews. We got to be mindful of the Hebrews because, number one, the division is from Satan. Y'all ain't in division. He ain't in division. He's unity. One accord. One. So any kind of division comes from the Satan, and because the Hebrew are split, I mean, you know, they are split in so many ways the Hebrews are split in so many ways. There's some out of Texas that, you know, it's extreme to this level. It's some over in the motherland, they're extreme to that level, and they don't even believe in the rule. See, and that's part of the blindness that we're being put on, because you don't believe in the rule. Then the whole promise, the whole eternal life, the rule coming in, teaching you all things, all that's null and void if you know or believe this. Because, you know, I've talked to some Hebrews extensively that was in the motherland, and they don't believe in the rule. You know what I mean? And then if you don't believe in the rule, then you're being led by men.
And brother, yeah. Can I add to that part where you were talking about we were supposed to wake it up in this end time? See, when we even go to Revelation 12, and it tells us, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars representing the nation of Israel. It says, and being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. We can see a retelling of that throughout the scripture, that when the father was setting those from above down, that's exactly what happened. Kill all the Hebrew males, 2 and under, kill them all. So in this end time, it says, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto Yahuwah and to his throne. Then it tells us the woman, which we know is Israel, fled into the wilderness where she hath a place prepared of the Most High. See, while we were in our ignorance, they didn't know, because that set up our spirit wasn't activated. And that's what you were talking about in the last show. They couldn't tell us one from another. But when the time came, you better believe they know who you are. Some people wonder why certain things are happening to them. They know who we are. You know, they know who we are. But it was prepared for us in our ignorance. The slumber that was put on us, but that vessel, the Father already knew this one, this and that. Those are mine. Let me put my spirit in them. Let me now wake them up. Now let them start teaching the truth. So we had a place of wilderness. It was our ignorance. We didn't get really wrapped up too much into religion. As you know, when we were in the churches or where we were, we knew someone quite right, you know, because I know me personally, I couldn't wait to get out the churches. I kept saying, well, this ain't got nothing to do with me. You know, that's the way I felt about it. But when the time came, you couldn't get me out the book once the Father had my eyes open. And a lot of people are coming into the truth, and it's really changing their lives, but it's not by accident, family. Your state of ignorance that you were in was your safety net. When you are activated, as Brother Tabaris has said for that last show, your DNA activation, they call it for them. No, it's we are waking up. It was meant for us. Those dry bones are waking up. So I just wanted to share that.
Yes. I mean, Sister Jennifer, you with me?
I'm here.
Okay, Ephesians 1, 3 through 6, and then 8 through 14.
Okay, let me get there. Ephesians 1, did you say 8 through 6?
3 through 6.
Okay, 3 through 6. Okay, and I'll stop there and you can tell me the next one. Okay.
All right, okay, yes.
Blessed be Yahuwah, the Father of Yahushua HaMashiach, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in the Mashiach, or in Yahushua, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy or set apart or kodesh, and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahushua HaMashiach to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Yes. Now, at the 8 through 14, I know.
Okay, ready for me?
Yes.
Okay, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 8. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times might gather together in one all things in Yahushua HaMashiach, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Yahushua, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Ruach, or the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory.
I mean, it's so much in there, but this is what Sister Dorothy, you want to add to that? Go ahead.
Well, to me, this just goes back into what we were already stating. When you get to verse 10, it says that in the dispensation of the fullness of times. See, everything has to happen in its proper order. It's by no miracle, no chance, no luck that when we speak the spiritual, you hear it. Some people don't understand what we're talking about. Everything is coming to a fold. Those who are sent from above, we operate out the spirit. We've given you the word in the spirit. The ones that are of the flesh and of the blood, which Yahushua didn't dwell in, those only read and hear and understand of the flesh. When Yahushua was speaking parables, they wouldn't have gotten it then. They still don't have it now. Those who are predestined and can understand the spiritual meaning of these words, when it talks about a woman, we know that the daughter of Zion is likened unto a beautiful and comely woman. So when we go into those aspects of things, if you're not getting it, if you're not getting when we read about the parable of the wheat and tare and how we know that the wheat were the Hebrews, and while the Hebrews slept, the enemy came in and planted a seed. He didn't actually plant a seed like we're thinking. He planted a spiritual soul there. It wasn't sent from above. They will not get the word. They teach what they can only read. Everything else makes nonsense to them. It don't make no sense. But many people, like Brother just had Sister Reed, it said those here, the ones who are, you know, either have been taken the way of Cain or whatever, they only hear and they enjoy, because those are the people who people hear. But the ones, because narrow is that path, family, narrow is that path. The ones who speak spiritual, the world doesn't love them. And the world we're speaking of is Israel. That's why I caution everybody. You see, if you're looking out at any of the nations, other nations outside of the Hebrews, which you would consider by sight to be Hebrews, if you're looking at any of them for the deception, stop looking. It's right here among us. People who look just like us, they'll tell you, I'm a Hebrew. You know, when you get to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, they're talking about people who look just like us. They're not talking about those Jewish serpents and all them people. It's not talking about Edom. It's not talking about that. It's talking about our people, because Satan deceived the whole world. If you're looking anywhere else besides your own people, that's why Yahushua is going to separate in the family. This is our history book, so you got to understand this is for us. This waking up time, those who hear the spiritual word, you're sent from above. You're operating out the spirit. We were spiritual beings before we were fleshly beings. Our bodies are just vessels. Just want to add that, brother.
Yes. Oh, Sister Jennifer, it's something that that was in that. So could you read, you still at Ephesians?
I can get back there quickly. It won't take me but a second. Okay,
right.
Ephesians 1, let me get there, right. Okay, I'm there.
3
okay,
through 6. 3 through 6, is something jumped out at me in both scriptures. And okay.
Okay. Blessed be Yahuwah, the Father of Yahushua HaMashiach, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Yahushua, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be set apart, or kodesh, or the word is holy, and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Yahushua to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved.
Yes, when you read it, it jumped out when you were saying, because a lot of people see that in, I think it's in Jeremiah, when it said, he told Jeremiah he knew him before he formed him in his mother's womb. Well, this one is talking about us. This predestination, this divine order that went forth before the foundations of the world. So actually, we can apply a lot, like Sister George was just saying, we can apply a lot of the scriptures to us. We need to quit reveling in what has what other people did. You know, all eyes is on us. The angels, the heavens, Yah, all eyes on us right here and now. And I brought up the scripture the other time that tells you that there were prophets that asked to be in this time. They wanted to come back in this time, but he had already chosen us before the foundation of the world. So the fact that it relates to us, and it's just not talking about to Isaiah or Jeremiah, which it was in, that jumped out at me. It was something in the 8 through 14 too that jumped out. So will you read that for me?
Okay. Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Yahushua, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Yahushua, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Ruach, or Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption. I know what you're seeing, brother. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory.
Yes.
I love it right there.
Yes. You want to say something?
No, I'll sit back and let you and Georgia and go ahead, and it's later.
I know you the fed, but what jumped out in that first verse was the mystery thing, because this is what Satan is really thriving on through the Masons, through all those connected with him, this mystery thing, and Yahushua spoke on it. You know, remember he gave a parable, and then The disciples came in and said, "What do you mean by that?" I'm just paraphrasing. "What do you mean by that?" And he said, "It was given to you to know mysteries, even the mysteries of the kingdom." You know what I mean? There is no mystery. Yah is a revealer. And if you find somebody concealing, and especially simple knowledge, you know what I mean? But really knowledge ain't simple, because a key can be from simple. But Yah is a revealer. So as we letting the Ruach reside in us, the Ruach, which was with the Abba, the Father, from the beginning. So he knows about the absolute beginning. He knows about everything in and between. So it's no mystery to us. And you even see it in some of Paul's book, where he started breaking into this mystery thing. Some of these, and this is a stronghold that they're keeping over, especially the Masons, the deception. The deception, the masterful deception, is played in keeping stuff talking about mystery. You know what I mean? Just like they named the Egyptian mystery religion. You know what I mean? That wasn't from our people. That was people that came out. See, what people don't understand is they're saying that they keep telling us that the Egyptians, were all pagans. But if you read, that was like what we see now as Mecca was like a pilgrimage. If you see Abraham with Isaac, Jacob, you know what I mean? All of them had to sojourn into Egypt. Moses, you see what I'm saying? So the Egypt before Yusuf or Joseph time, remember when Joseph told him his dream? Remember the Egyptian said, look, now, anybody in here, don't in my kingdom, you better not say nothing about Joseph, because his God is the God of God. He started praising Yah because of what Joseph brought forth with him. And then they started to tell us about there arose a Pharaoh who knew not Joseph, and them and the ones that made the task builders and everything. But that was when they had took over and placed people on the throne, the Edomites. That was when they. But before that, it's in most of the prophetic book. He said, "I loved Egypt, and Ethiopia was my ground." You know what I mean? And so I mean it's a lot of deception. It's a masterful one, we know that. But it's a lot of deception in them, and part of that was like all of us have said, they know who we are. They knew who we are. That's why they went in to plumaging, killing, wrecking. They know who we are. But they don't want us to know who we are, and they feel because the pressure and because of all the blood that they shed from us and the fear that they instill in us, that we ain't coming to know. But what does George say about the activation? I mean, even science saying it. And I bought that from a scientific. Even science saying it. It's a piece on the computer said it's sent to 2012, which really says our DNA is being activated right here now. Here and now. Our DNA is being activated. They say it's from a galactical. Well, I mean, you can call it what you want to. The heavens is anything above the earth. So, you know what I mean? This is very important. Go ahead, Sister George. I feel you.
Oh, I'm right there too. And yeah, basically, what I was going to add to it is probably for a future show, but I'll just share a little tidbit of that knowledge. You see, you got to understand that the other nations, it never says that they forgot who we were. It never says that. The whole thing it does say is these other nations are going to be here to prove us. So when they now see at such a large, alarming rate that Hebrews are waking up to at least know, hey, I'm a Hebrew. Now, some of them are still so lost as Gentiles, lost sheep still, because that's all they basically know, because they're under people who can only teach of the flesh. I keep bringing it up. when Yahushua was talking to Peter, he said, "Who do you say I am?" He said, "You are Yahushua, the Son of the Most High." And Yahushua said, "Only no flesh and blood couldn't flesh. It couldn't have given you that information. Only the Father above." So when we come across here and try to teach through the set apart spirit, not through the vessel of a woman, if that makes sense to some people, we're teaching through the set apart spirit. That's why the Father said there's no Jew, Gentile, man, male, female, because it's a spiritual thing. And when we wake people up to many of these unknown mysteries, and it's not that it's so much a mystery because it's right in the scripture, but certain people are able to see it. Certain people, they will deny it's not there. They don't see it. They have eyes to see, but they can't see. They have ears to hear when we try to explain this, but they can't comprehend. When the Father brings these things, which really they're mysteries, but they're inside the scripture if you study and show yourself approving, if you are operating out the set-apart spirit. So these mysteries are being fulfilled right now, and it may seem like it's so impossible because they've done such an excellent job in giving us lies of the flesh. We have to get out of the flesh, put on the new man, take up the old man, you know, get a circumcision, not of the flesh, but of the heart. Come back to our Father spiritually. These mysteries are being revealed. And I will say, He is definitely revealing mysteries. If you listen to our shows, we're showing you things that have been hidden since the foundation, as far as what we've been learnt by the world, and even by some Hebrews who claim to be Hebrews. I don't know if they are or not. All I will tell you is, if they're not operating out the Spirit, you need to be paying attention, because everything from this point on is dealing with the spiritual. Brother, that's all I had to add.
Yes, yes, that was great. Sister Jennifer, Isaiah 6, Sister Jennifer.
Okay, I'm going to look and see if she was disconnected. Yes, she has been dropped. I'll read it until I see her come back. She'll probably call back in, but she's been dropped right now. You want to just tell me and I'll read it for you?
Yeah, Isaiah 6, 8, and 9.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 and 9.
Yes.
"Also, I heard the voice of Yahuwah saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who shall go forth? And who shall go for us?' Then said I, 'Here I am,' or 'Here am I, send me.' And he said, 'Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not.'"
Yes, that was just what you were just talking about. And I knew it was coming up, so that's why I just played it right after you said it. Yeah, because they're not going to understand their lie. It's not to understand. Having eyes, Yahushua said, having eyes, they cannot hear. Having ears, they cannot see. Having a mind, they cannot understand. So it goes right along with what you were just talking about. That's why I read that. But Jeremiah 1, 6 through 8.
Okay, I'm going to see if Sister Jennifer's back real quick. Yes, she is. Hold on. Let me get her back on.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, Sister Jennifer, you're back on.
Okay, Jeremiah chapter 1.
Yes.
Okay, verse 6.
Yes.
Okay, through 8. Here we go, here we go. "Then said I, Ah, Yahuwah, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But Yahuwah said unto me, Say not, I am a child. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith Yahuwah."
Yes, yes. And that's all the scriptures I have, but I just wanted to ask something, because it's very pertinent for us to get this and get brought up to speed as fast as we can, as quickly as possible, and bring, because we have a duty. We have a duty. And what sparks this in me is that I'm building with people out in the street. And I met a couple up in Wilmington, Delaware, and they got vast knowledge. But just him and her, they, you know what I mean, they don't share with nobody else. They wait for me to come to Wilmington to so-called build with me. I'm like, we got a duty. We got a duty. Once we know the truth, we got a duty to help raise self in kind. You know what I mean? After we understand who we are and what kind we are, you know, then we got a duty. We got a duty, you know, and that's what brought me to the biblical Hebrews, because I came on, y'all was teaching. Y'all was teaching, you're moving in the world, and that's what I'm talking about. I had listened to, I told you, some of the men that used to be on the Blog Talk. I don't even know if they're on there no more because they're a racial number, but I listened to some of them, and it was just Christianized Hebrews. You know what I mean? I got into a conversation with a couple of them. They was like, Yahushua and was the Father. You know, certain things like that. I mean, it was just like a Christianized Hebrew concept. And we can no longer, like I said, allow them to define who we are. Because if we wait on them to keep telling us who we are, we ain't going to never be jack nothing, because they don't want us to believe we are. So we've got to get up to speed with this whole being sent from above, what our duty is, because we have a duty. It said, "Behold, O Israel, now this is what Yahweh require of you." You understand? You know, after he said, I said before this day, a blessing and a curse, then he came back and told about how the blessing would overtake him, how the curses would overtake him. It's chapter. And then he said, now, hear, O Israel, this is what Yahuwah require of you. They don't believe they got to do work. And see, some of this being brought forth right here, I don't want people to take an attitude like, you know, yeah, it's an inheritance. Yeah, it's a birthright. Yeah, it can't be stolen. Yeah, it can't be taken. Yeah, we set apart. Yeah, we got kind. But we got to act according to that. Like Paul said, he says there was nothing that was forbidden for him to do. But a certain thing, as y'all kind, as a righteous man and woman, that we should not do. We should not indulge in. There are certain things we should not indulge in. So we don't think of ourselves as more than we are. But we definitely can't continue to think of ourselves as less than who we are. And that's all I have, Sister George.
I don't want anything to happen. Not now. We can wait. Go ahead. You go ahead. But I do have something to add when it's time, when time permits.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going to throw this in here because it has to do with what we were speaking of. It definitely has to do with what we definitely teach at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. And I know it's very hard for people to understand when we talk about the serpent seed, and I like to just call it those with a different spirit, but no doubt they're coming out of a vessel that looks like a Hebrew. When we go into speaking of that, in 1 Corinthians 1st chapter, or 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 17, I just want to read that real quick for everyone. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren," he's talking to the Hebrews, "mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them." Now I bring that out because, you see, when Satan deceives the whole world, if you're looking for any of the other nations, which we were told that they were going to, they're not us. They were never given the word, the promise, the Torah. They were never given anything. Father looked at them like they were spittle. It's not me saying this. This is in the word. So the big deception why Satan can deceive the whole world, because our people don't realize when we talk about Genesis and we're breaking the truth down that, yes, mankind was that first creation of male and female. That was two created beings together. They were not given the breath of life. They were made. Okay? They were not the fathers. And we go into how special it was for Adam to be formed from the dust of the ground. And Eve took everything Adam had, which was the breath of life. She had a glorified body. They were in the garden, but they were given a commandment. And then you have the understanding that they tell you that Eve was deceived by the serpent, and both Adam and Eve both were kicked out. And we go to these verses. If you're not understanding the spiritual aspect of what Genesis is revealing to us, that, yes, there was actually a birth, if you like. This birth came from below, and it has to do with they trick up the words with the spirit. And I'm going to go into that on another show, but you have to understand that whatever Cain had, it was separated. It wasn't the same as what was sent from above that our father sent into Abel. It's the same repeated pattern of the killing off of our people. Whether it be with the word, the sword, or whether it be with physically killing them off, there's a separation there. Those who we need to be really concerned about are the ones that look like us, and they read out of the same book. Paul stated this too. They read not the same book, but the word, their message, the doctrine. You know, when he was rebuking the people, he said, is the word, you know, did the Most High send the word through you? You know, because we don't have any such doctrine. Although they're reading out of the book, the same book, but they leave it out Yahushua, they can't take it spiritual. So what we are told to do, if you're under one of these teachers who can't take it spiritual and understand that, something right here that's going to deceive the whole world, this something going to look just like us, this something is going to speak a different gospel out of the same book that we have and we're all reading now. But it tells us they're going to be causing division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned through Yahushua. We're supposed to avoid them. But, of course, the word also tells us that those who speak like that, the world's going to love them. They want to hear them. The ones who speak through the set up our spirit, those mysteries that they have never learned before, and that's not what it says, because they are operating out of the physical sight of what the words say. They're operating on listening to a man over the Father. I'm cautioning everyone, because it's right there. It tells us, and I just want to read this right here in this is taken from 1 Corinthians. Actually, I guess what I just read to you, I said 1 Corinthians, but it was really Romans 15. I'm sorry, Romans 15 verses in chapter 16, verses 17 through 18. This is taken from Corinthians, and this is 1 Corinthians chapter, 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Most High, and that the set-apart spirit of the Most High dwelleth within you? Because you see right now, if that set-apart spirit is dwelling within you, you hear. You have eyes to see. You have ears to hear. You're operating out the spirit. The spirit is leading you to the truth. You can get the mysteries. They're not a mystery to you. You're supposed to know it. You're supposed to understand this. But it to them, it's a stumbling block, because slumber has been put on some of the Hebrews' eyes, because they are not reading. They are not studying to show themselves approved. They are just listening to a vessel that seems like, hey, this was sent by the Most High, because they will tell you, hey, the Father sent me. But if they're not operating out the Spirit, they're those scribes and Pharisees that Yahushua was rebuking and calling them hypocrites. And that is so crucial, because this is the deception of the whole world. You are looking at either the other nations, or you're not taking into account that these people, although they don't say it physically, they're leaving Yahushua out the equation by giving you only what the eyes can see and read, not understanding the spiritual understanding. They're putting a division in Israel by separating that woman from the man, when we are all the apples of the Father's eye, and we all, the Yahushua, and the assembly, which is your power of authority, we're all three as one.
Yes.
So I want to point that out. Sister, go ahead, please.
Okay. That was good. Thank you, Tabera and Sister Georgia. This is just a scripture I wanted to read and say a couple of things. Where is it? 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 5 and 6. And this was quickened in my spirit. Now he that hath brought us for the selfsame thing is Yahuwah, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from Yahuwah. So those are those that came down that will go back. So that was quickened in my spirit. And as I was standing here, and I have to take a moment to say this. I have to, you know, we all, as Brother Tabera said, have different, you know, our diversities of gifts, you know. And sometimes when Brother Tabera and I are talking, you know, the river is flowing and we have somewhat of the same lingo, because we're very careful not to say to a degree there are things that are not new to us. Even though our lingo may have been different, we realize there have been steps we've taken and taken and taken and taken, and we've gotten to this point. But a lot of times the river is flowing with us. It's like playing, you know, badminton, or it's like playing, you know, or doing a tennis game or something. You know, he hits it over the net and I hit it over the net, and there's a constant flow. So I just wanted to really say that oftentimes, you know, it's like, you know, he has a piece and I've gotten a piece when before I talk to him, and then we'll come together and it's like, wow, you know, which happened this week. But one of the things that the Father quickened to me as I was just sitting here listening to Brother Tabera and Sister Georgia, the Father said, because of, as Brother Tabera says, the masterful deception and the all-inclusive, where we've all become one, we don't even realize what's spiritual anymore. He said, what's spiritual, which they don't get, is love, joy, shalom, faith. If you go to Galatians 5:22, we think we all walk in that, but that belongs to us. He even said to me as I was sitting here, when we talked about, for the word of Yahuwah is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, only those that are of him will get that. And then he even said to me, where he says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Yah, which is in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Then he said, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and he explains love to you, love is kind, and if we go through all that, he says those are spiritual things. He said, if you listen to the radio and you watch TV, everything about everything around you is death. But he brought life, Yahushua did. And he said the spiritual has become all conclusive, but it's not all conclusive.
Yes. And you know what, Sister Georgia, I did want, it was one more chapter in John 17 that I wanted her to brush over some of the high points in that chapter. That's where Yahushua was making his prayer, and he's talking about. Yes.
Before she gets off the scripture she just read, can I throw something else in there too?
Yes.
Okay, sister, can you read that one more time? Because I want everybody to hear it, and I want to touch on it. Where you said, where we are absent in the body, we are present
Okay, where's my John chapter 5, okay, and it's verse 5 and 6, family. Okay, here we are, 5, John chapter 5. I'm sorry, I said John. 2 Corinthians, I'm sorry. I'm glad I didn't read it first. 2 Corinthians, because I had gone somewhere else, family. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Okay, verse 5 and 6. Now he that hath wrought us for the selfsame thing is Yahuwah, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Ruach, or of the Spirit. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from Yahuwah.
Okay, sister, I'm so glad you read that, because this is going to tie in with the lesson I'm going to be doing in the future. I'm going to give you a little highlight of it, but this breaks down on the same thing Brother Tabaris has been showing us in the scripture, teaching us, speaking about the predestination, speaking about set from above. If you understand, I had to explain it to a brother a little bit earlier today. It says, verse 6, it says, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while as we are at home in the body, while we're right down here on this earth in the flesh, in this vessel, we are absent from our Father. Now, I spoke to Brother Tabaris a little bit about this, not too many other people, but I'm going to be sharing, I'm going to go into a lot of detail when I do the lesson, because this totally eliminates the other people, and it gives better understanding to the scriptures. If you understand that in the scriptures, they have written words in English, that's what throws people off. But when you go to certain books, it tells you certain things. You know, it tells you a little bit more information. Now, we know that Adam was given the set-apart spirit. Eve had it. The genealogy that was called had it. They put spirit, or so they'll put some, sometimes they'll use the word soul in the scriptures. Well, we have to understand that the Hebrews had the set-apart spirit, not anybody else. Whatever the devil created or whatever the angels created, they had souls. They were living souls now, but they weren't a set-apart living spirit. When you go to the book of Enoch, it tells us that when this other creation, which was mankind, when this other creation known as the children of the angels, the giants and the Nephilim, the fallen ones, this was outside of the Father's will. These did not have the set-apart spirit, but it told us that when they die, that their souls, they use the word spirit, but you got to get it straight, what is really being said. I'm trying to separate the words so that you understand what's going on, that these souls will remain on the earth. These are the same souls that go around trying to jump into people called possessions. These souls are from the others because they have nowhere to go. We know where ours goes. When Yahushua, through his death, burial, and resurrection, before he resurrected back to the Father, he descended 3 days into, they call it hell. It would be where Abraham's bosom was, because he had to go back for those who, you know, before his resurrection, he had to go back for the ones who give them the same opportunity we had. Now, we read about Abraham's bosom in the beginning. You know, those were where the ones that were called, the ones who did right according to the word, they were, you know, in comfort, okay? But after the resurrection, it tells us in the book of Revelation that there's an altar of souls. Now, they keep throwing these words around to deceive you, but what they're saying is, if we know that if we're absent in the body through Yahushua, because we're reading out of Corinthians, this is after the resurrection, where do those spirits, those set-apart spirits that were called and sent down into certain vessels, which are the Hebrew bodies, those who are called, it said absent from our bodies, we're back with the Father, correct? So when Yahushua came on this earth, because our people went into great sin, we can go to the apocalypse of Abraham and read. The Father said, don't be talking to these spirits. That's what they're trying to do with all these paranormal shows. Little girl, can I help you in all this? These spirits are so overflooded right now. They're jumping into bodies. They're jumping into bodies. What bodies do they want? They want the Hebrew body. That's why Yahushua, when he was here, he was casting those bad boys out left and right. And he told us, once your body has been cleansed from this soul, they use the word spirit, but you know, you look it up. Go look up what's really going on. They didn't have a set-apart spirit, but they had a soul. They were the souls, like they want to say, All Souls Day. You know how they have people worshiping All Souls Day? They're talking about those spirits that's walking around. We had set-apart spirits. When we cleansed our temple, we were supposed to replenish it with the set-apart spirit from the Father, from above. Yahushua was casting them bad boys out. What you got to understand is in this very end time, you got these bad boys taking over Hebrew bodies because somebody has opened a door and let them in. They're taking over. That's why we're supposed to keep ourselves prayed up all the time. Somebody has let this soul in. And this soul, just like it was when it was in a physical body, a corruptible body from either the other nations or the serpent, they're very corruptible. They hunger. They lust. We see our people in a condition where they're waking up, but many of them still, they're fighting a lot of, Sister Jennifer goes into this a lot too, they're fighting a lot of temptations like pornography, just alcoholism, all these things, because Yahushua was telling, get them doggone souls out. You are from above. He's trying to get us to become spiritual, get those souls out that's roaming, roaming around looking for souls to devour, spirits to vessels to devour, the Hebrew body. That's why when Job was talking about those other nations, he said, them things are so detestable, I would not have my dog eat with them. I would not have my dog eat with them. But when they try to say that everybody's from the Father, and that creation in Genesis 1 and 2 is the same thing as Adam, and they're telling you these Gentiles, bring them in, but yet we read right after people lie and tell us that those sojourners and strangers were other people, and we were brought in. They said that Bathsheba, she was a Hittite from another nation, but look, King David married her. That's in the lineage of Yahushua. Same thing with Ruth, same thing with Rahab. These were other, bring them in, bring them in. Now they're going to the grafted in. Oh, bring them in. Oh, Paul went to the Gentiles, bring them in. You see, you're fighting against the scriptures. The Father wanted us to say Kodesh. These spirits jump. These spirits looking for bodies to inhabit. These spirits are sitting into some people who claim to be Hebrews sent from the Father. The doctrine is not of the Father's. The Father said, leave them alone. But they are there to deceive you. Satan deceives the whole world because everybody's looking at the white man everybody's just looking at the white man. But we know the evil that the white man did. We know that it was our chastisement. We read in the last lesson what you got to be looking out for now. This is what deceives the whole world, that because you're looking at a vessel that looks like you, sounds like you, can read some good scripture and tell you, yeah, you're the chosen people, but they can't take a spirit, so that gives them away. That gives them away because they're not sent from, don't get mad at me, they're not sent from above. If they cannot get those easy gifts that the Father gave us, the mysteries is right there. The understanding is right there. You've been deceived by a soul in a Hebrew vessel. Now, I'm going to stop it right there, but I wanted to bring that out because we know that we came from above. We know we were sent from above. We know that the dry bones are waking up. You should have this information if you have a set apart spirit. We know if you're a teacher, you're supposed to study and show yourself approved. We know what the scriptures tell us, and we know that Yahushua came for the fulfillment and the regathering of his people. The angels are the ones that's going to have to separate the wheat from the tares, because right now the tares look just like the wheat, baby. But they have a different spirit or a soul. That's what they have. Souls. Yes. They are not of our people. They put the word spirit in there to make you think we all are saved. They tell you the Gentiles are us, or that was a Gentile. Bring those Gentiles in. See, Paul went for everybody. It ain't about everybody. This is our history book. The true thing that would deceive a person is it looked just like you. And it reading out of our book. And it sounds so good. They have the appearance of righteousness. They will go in that book. They even go to the Torah. But they will eliminate Yahushua. Not in a way that's so obvious, but if you listen to what they're saying, if they're making flesh their arm, they're not sent from the Father. Family, I'm going to leave it right there. I just want to add that on. Sister, or whoever wants to say so, I'm so sorry I took time, but I had to throw it in.
Hey, it's all on the flow. Sister Jennifer, I wanted to put the capstone on this in John 17.
Okay.
Yes.
And before she starts reading, I'm just going to just make this announcement. Family, we got about 20 minutes left. I do see some hands raised up. After Brother Tavares goes through this next scripture and he says what he has to say, and I'm going to bring on our sisters. They might have something to say too. We're going to start taking questions. We're going to go in a third hour because I know some of this is new to people. And I want to make sure that the family members get time to ask questions. So I'm going to give you the call-in number right now. You don't have to transfer over right now, but we do have 20 minutes. So the number is 646-595-4111. The topic is predestination sent from above. Okay, please proceed, sister.
Okay, chapter 17 of John. Okay, these words spake Yahushua and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true Yahuwah, Father, and Yahushua HaMashiach, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto thee the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one, or as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak to the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me, and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and may be in them and I in them.
I mean, that says so, so much. But notice Yahushua kept reiterating over and over that we're not of the world, even as he's not of the world. And just, he says in another place in here that just as the Father sent him into the world, he sent them into the world. So, I mean, this thing, this predestined, this thing, I mean, he broke in so much on here. Sister George, you see something to jump out at you? I mean, the whole thing.
Oh, it's
like,
all good. It's all good. I mean, the whole thing was beautiful. I mean, I think that what she read was self-explanatory. I think that people, if you're understanding about the predestination, and if you're understanding that some of us are sent from above, some of us are not. And you got to remember, this is our history book. So when we're talking about the world being deceived, we're talking about the Hebrews being deceived. So we need to, I mean, what she read was perfect and right on time. He's going to preserve those of his. He's not going to lose not one. And we do understand those spiritual meanings. And if you're not getting it, just humble yourself down to the Father and pray and ask him to reveal. Because something you're not doing right, something that you're not, like the doubting Thomas. We can't be doubting Thomas when we're reading it in the Word. We see it there, and the spiritual understanding is given. You know that many of the things that we bring out on our lessons, they're things of a spiritual nature. When many people will tell you the same thing, but they give you a physical nature. We're spiritual beings. Just know that.
Yes, I wanted to say that he says, he kind of separated it right there. He said, I don't pray for the world. I pray for them only. But he said, I don't even pray for them only. I pray for those who will hear and understand through their words. So then he was praying for those that are with him and those that are to come. That's actually what he was saying. But he separated it a couple of times. You made mention about the wheat and the tares, and you kept making mention. But in this generation, we are the tares, we are the wheat that's being choked. The ones that are being choked out. Yes. And the thorn is this doctrine that the whole world accepts, you know what I mean, without any study or any showing they self-approval, yeah.
Exactly. To piggyback on that even further with the predestination and going spiritual with everybody, I'm going to take everybody really quick to Hebrews chapter 7. I'm going to begin at verse 1. I want to really tie it in well. Now, this is what we're speaking of. If people can't get this, and I'm going to go slow with it, but if people can't get this, you really got to ask yourself, if it's written in the Word, why can't you get it? Let go of the things of the world and come back to our Father spiritually. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, it reads, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should seem to come short of it, because you got to understand that the rest, which is the Shabbat, which is the seventh day, the sanctified day, which was set apart for the Father's creation. Okay, that was Adam. It tells us, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Now remember, some of the ones that come from have a different spirit. They can come back in if they do well, if they accept the truth. That's what you had those strangers and sojourners. They were alienated because of the word. They didn't get it. But if they come back righteously to the Father, they've learned under the serpent seed is a better way of saying it. Not really the serpent seed itself, because they are from the devil. But the ones that are under those learning the lie, if they come into the truth, accept the truth, they come in as one homeborn. it tells us they can come into the rest. They will be accepted. When you go to verse 2, it says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. This goes into your northern and southern kingdom. This goes into a lot. This goes into two witnesses. Okay, let's go a little further. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with the faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into the rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, the Shabbat, the seventh day, in the beginning, it's a spiritual thing now, but if they will enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day, on this wise, and the seventh day, go back to the beginning, that was the day that Adam was formed and given the breath of life. And he was set apart into the garden. Remember, man wasn't made for the garden, but the garden was made for man, just like man wasn't made for the Shabbat, the seventh day. But the seventh day was created so that man, Adam, the one that was given the breath of life, the Hebrews, the beginning of the lineage, if you want to say that, could have a place to be set apart. So this seventh day, the same day that the garden was formed, and this is where the Most High was speaking to Adam and Eve because they were in their glorified bodies. It says, for he spake in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and Yahuwah did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, and in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, speak it, the Father said, I do not change. The same lineage of people who had the set apart spirit, the same ones, that's who he's talking to. He's not talking about the whole world. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. We know that our people, back during the time of Yahushua, they didn't believe that he was there. They didn't believe it was Yahushua. They were listening to those teaching a flesh message, pushing the law on them, doing all the unrighteous things because they had not accepted the truth. They couldn't hear the truth. They didn't want to know the truth. It tells us in verse 7, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. This is a spiritual message. If ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Yahushua had given them rest, then would he not afterwards have spoken of another day? He got to come now again, okay? When he come again, if you ain't heard between the time that he was resurrected and the set apart spirit came out, if you haven't heard then, when he come again, you better watch out because he's not coming with all that lovey-dovey stuff like he came the first time to teach us. Okay, but he has preserved his words, and the Father has sent from above people that are in vessels right now to teach you spiritual things. So it tells us, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of the Most High, if you hear his voice. His voice is spiritual. It's not of the flesh. Eyes can't give you the hidden mysteries, but the set-apart spirit can reveal it to those who were sent from above to give it to you. It tells us, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as Yahuwah did from his on the seventh day, on the Shabbat day, the same day Adam was formed, not mankind of male and female, 1,000 years later, right? It says, let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of the Most High is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the, they put the soul and the spirit. That was another word there, but we'll go with what they put. And of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is this, okay, I'm going to stop it right there because that's all you got to hear. You see, we are spiritual beings, family. everything, there's nothing new under the sun. That's why when we go back to getting that understanding about how special we are to the Father. And that's why when you go throughout the rest of the scriptures, when we came out of Egypt, he told us to say, set apart Kodesh, just like in the very beginning when he stopped all the work, and that was the seventh day, and he created his creation. He gave him the set apart spirit. People want to bring now everybody else into that garden, that place of rest on the seventh day. You can't do that. When you get to the New Jerusalem, as they call it, it got 12 names on the gate. It don't have any Gentile who's a non-Hebrew name on that gate. Those sent from above, the Father knew you before you was formed in your mother's womb. You're just a vessel, but if you have that set-apart spirit flowing through you, your name is on that gate too. You'll be entering into that gate. But you got to watch for the ones who have a different, I call it a soul dwelling in them. You got to watch it because they have none of the understanding of the Most High. So I just want to throw that out, but I want to look again because I see that we have about 4 minutes left, and we do have another caller. Oh, wow. Somebody got disconnected. Let's see who it is. Sister Jennifer was disconnected again. We'll wait for her to call back in. Brother, can I take a caller in a second?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. I want to first go to our sisters. They've been patiently waiting. I want to get them in case they have anything to say. Then I'm going to take our first caller. I'm waiting for Sister Jennifer to call back in. Once again, the number is 646-595-4111. Just push the number 1 button. We'll see your hand, and I'll take the calls in order. Sisters, I know you probably got something to say. Come on now. Now's your time.
All I have to say, this is Cookie, is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, I mean, the questions that have been burning in my mind and in my spirit has been answered tonight, especially pertaining to when you did your explanation with the Hebrew seed, the child, you know, the father, how they put emphasis on the father's seed and stuff like that, and how if you're raped or some type of incestual situation, there's a chance because it's all spiritual at this point, you know. And
right.
And if you have a child with a Edomite man or woman, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean they don't have a chance to get that spirit from the Father. So that answered my questions earlier. And also when you spoke about Abraham's bosom, that also helped me there too. And I love this session is really awesome. Thank you, Brother Tavares. You really nailed it on the head for me tonight. I really, really enjoy this show.
Hello.
All right, sister. Sister Lakeisha, did you want to add anything?
You know what, I didn't have anything to add other than it was a really good show, and like Cookie said, it did answer a lot of questions that I did have, and hallelujah.
That's right, sister. Hallelujah. Whoa. I tell you, family, we got another caller, brother. We have another call. I'm going to take the caller next, and once again, the number is 646-595-4111. We have 2 minutes that are remaining for the chat line. You need to switch over to the call-in line if you want to continue with us, okay? And if you want to ask a question or clarification of anything that our brother has revealed to us within Scripture, go ahead and raise the number 1 button, and I'll take you in order. Okay, brother, I'm going to open another line. Still waiting for Sister Jennifer. Eric code 740, Shalom.
Shalom. Stiletto, truck driver.
All right. Who are we speaking to?
Hello?
This is Stiletto.
Brother Stiletto. Okay, okay. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. I got a four-part question.
Okay,
and
now, is this directed to brother?
I know that somebody can answer this.
Okay.
One, are only Hebrews going to heaven? Two, are all Caucasians Esau? Three, was the northern kingdom the ones who Paul went to go and talk to in Asia Minor, the ones who didn't come back? And three, how did the tribe of Judah get the name Jew, or how did the so-called Jews of today get the name Jew.
Okay.
Okay.
How about, what was that first question again? Say that first question again. We'll try to go with that first question.
The first question is, are only Hebrews going to heaven?
Okay. Anybody want to answer that?
Yes, yes, yes. I wanted to do... Hello?
Yeah,
I hear you. Go ahead.
I wanted to just say that Yahushua answered that. He said, no one has ascended but he who has descended. You know what I mean? And that's cut and dry with that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because that's the whole trap that they've been trying to get us to believe all is one. Okay. What was your second question?
Okay.
Well,
so
before you go on to the second question, hold on.
Let me ask you.
Wait a minute, hold on. Before you go to Brother Stiletto, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hold on. I want to get them all in, but I want Brother to hit on one more point. Brother, go back to Jacob's ladder. You didn't. I don't think you hit on that, but it still deals with the ascending and descending. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Because you know, when Jacob seen the ladder in the dream, Hello.
Hold up. I'm going to mute Brother Stiletto. I'm muting you, but I'm going to bring you back on. Hold on.
Every time.
Okay. Now go ahead, brother.
Yes. Jacob, when he put the stone up on his head and he had a dream about the ladder, at first they got it in the scriptures that I seen God's ascending and descending. And then they done changed to angels now. But the ascending and descending that Yahushua spoke about, yes, Jacob's ladder spoke about the same thing.
Okay, just so you know, brother, when you ask the question of will any of the Gentiles be in the kingdom, no. The word says that, you know, they're going to be here. They're going to have the Gentiles here comprising of the nations. But their job, the destroyed of these nations, they are no longer the head. They are now put in the places where we were before in the curses. They are now the tail. That's their proper place anyhow. That is their proper place. We get put back in our proper order. So that kind of eliminates two questions, but go on, brother. I'm going to open your mic back up with the next question.
All right.
Okay,
Hello?
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Is the Northern Kingdom
correct?
Okay. Yeah.
One of the ones who were in Asia Minor.
That's what she just answered. She said yes. That's
okay. I'm gonna mute Sister Cookie's voice too because I hear you guys. Hold on a second. Okay, go ahead, brother. Say it again.
Is the Northern Kingdom, which is the House of Israel, in Asia Minor?
They were scattered everywhere.
How did the Jews come up with the name Jew? How did the modern-day Jew, so-called Jew, adopt the name Jew? And where did that name derive from?
Okay, brother, I'm going to leave it open to you first.
Okay. Well, we know that in the Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew, there were no J's. So the Jew... But I tell you, the beginning of that J theme was inserting the name Jehovah into the scriptures. The beginning of that, but there was no J, so they was known as Yehuda. That was their actual was known as, just like Yahushua. You know, there were no J's in ancient Hebrew.
So how did the modern-day Jews adopt the name Jew? J for a lack of a better word in modern-day vernacular. How did they come up with that name? Was it
I'm going to just go into a little bit what I know, and I'll go into some other things. One of the things that we have to be very cautious of when we read our Hebrew manuscripts that were translated into the English or any other language like the Greek, you got to make sure that you understand when the books were, when we went under the captivity of the nations, okay, they took everything we had. Now, these were the nations that had judgment already pronounced on them. What they had to do, if you go back to Psalms 83, the Father allowed it to happen because we just continued from our heritage. And he chastised us with what we wanted and what we were doing. One of the things was we were trying to kill off, remember, Jeremiah, we read that a couple days ago. We wanted to make his name no more in remembrance. So he allowed the other nations, and he only used them for that purpose, to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. And they basically wanted to cut us off, too. They all got together. So what they did was when they took the books and translated everything into English, they threw words that have many meanings, like God in there, a virgin in there, nations. They threw all these English words to throw you off. They had to come, and the Jewish people will tell you that they removed those names, the Masoretics or whatever they call themselves. They removed the Father and the Son's name because they were too sacred to be spoken. And then they go into the Kabbalah and the Talmud, of course, and then they threw the word Jehovah. They threw the word Jews. See, if you got the enemy taking your possessions, you under bondage, but yet they give it to you now in English and in Greek, which we were not speaking. That wasn't, we knew it, but we were not speaking in the manuscripts that. They're able, through the English, go ahead and add that letter J as the last letter added to the alphabet. They're able to put themselves as the people, not connect the dots between the old covenant and new covenant, tell you that these Gentiles are everybody. They are able to promote their lies. The J was not there. It's still not there today, not in the Hebrew, the Aramaic, the Latin, or the Greek. But people believe a lie. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Okay? Now, brother, I'm not really sure. Did I answer everything that you asked or no?
Now, I asked that question because I wanted to get a couple sides on it. Now, just like how white folks call us, somebody told me this side too, how white folks call us niggas. That was a name of derogatory that they gave to the tribe of Yehuda. So instead of calling them, this is what he told me, instead of calling them Yehuda, they called them, hello?
You're still here.
Yeah, we heard.
Yeah, they called them Jews as a name of derogatory. And if you look up, if you got an old unabridged Webster's dictionary, which I came across, I dropped the load off over there around, I think it was Dallas somewhere, and it was a moving company. Guy sold them to me roughly for about $10, very big dictionaries. But anyway, I looked up the word Jew in there, and as I noticed, sometimes in dictionaries they give like a false flag definition, maybe one or two, and sometimes right at the end of it they give the one that really means it. And it described, the very first sentence was, it gave the name Yehuda, which is the Jewish, the Hebrew name, and then maybe the last one it says a derogatory term that was asserted toward the tribe of Yehuda. And I said, okay, maybe these Jews, like you said earlier, Sister Georgia, did some wordplay on us. And I also heard that technically, in order to be a Jew, you have to be from the tribe of Judah. So that right there, I looked into it, that automatically disqualifies, as you hear on the radio and television, they call Abraham a Jew, they call Isaac a Jew, and they call Jacob a Jew. They're not Jews, they're Hebrews. So I'm saying, whoa. And if you call yourself a Jew, I would guess from just me thinking about it, that's arrogantly saying with these so-called Jews, they call themselves a lineage of people who come out of the king's line. Where did they get their information from to call them God's chosen people who are from the king's lineage and also the high priest lineage, because our Messiah took on the high priest role too, right?
He took over both. Yeah, they're calling themselves the kingly lineage and the priestly lineage, and they're neither of those.
Right, so he's the high Levite and the high Yehuda. So these,
right.
They call themselves both of them. Yes, they are. And see, that's the deception.
That's what I keep telling everybody. The deception is the English language, how they taught it to us, the images they gave us, all the things that we were already told in certain books that they have taken out, omitted from the scriptures that we see today. Those things you can still find on the internet, and you could read about them. It says that they would open the book of the law, the Torah, and they would insert their images. That's why we have Hollywood movies, and they keep pressing the Gentiles as other nations. They keep pressing the word Jew. They keep pressing all the things that the division of the woman from the man. They do all this in these movies, and it's a deception. If you're the one who stole everything from the true people and you wanted to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance, you're going to go ahead and put something in the Greek where you're able to now, and remember, there is no J in the Greek either, but you're now able to insert, you're teaching everybody this lie. The people are not reading for themselves. They're not reading where the scripture tells us plain and clear what Yahushua looked like, what the people, his people look like, and that he came but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, those lost, not for the lost sheep of the house of Edom, not for the lost sheep of the house of Moab. These are all the ones that everybody are trying to engraft in and say they were the strangers and sojourners. He said, Yahushua said, I came in my Father's name to do my Father's will. The Father said blindness was put in part on Israel, and it was put on who? Well, you got your northern and southern kingdom. Judah went under so that Israel may come in. That's your gathering up. But everybody is so much looking at the world. You cannot look at the world and try to go through our book because it's not about them. That's why I keep telling everybody, this is our history book. The people who are really deceived, they're the people who don't understand that this is English. Look up the word. The Gentile, the sojourner, the mixed multitude, that's still Israel. The Jew and the Gentile spoken of in New Covenant, well, that's your Hebrew and the lost sheep. The one, you first go to those who know, you teach them, but you also go to those lost ones. So all Israel will be saved, those who are truly of Israel. Okay, I'm done. Brother Tiberius, you want to add to that?
Yes, I wanted to say that the Jew, even in Yahushua's time, my brother had said something about Abraham, but if you go into Genesis and look, it says someone came and told Abraham the Hebrew. When they went and promised Lot, it says somebody came and told Abraham the Hebrew. Then it's talking about the Hebrew wives, that they were lively. So we were known as Hebrews. So this Jew thing, it ain't us. It ain't pertaining to us. I mean, sometimes in the New Scripture, like you said, the English, sometimes it is pertaining to us, but it didn't originate with us. We were known as Hebrews. So.
And Jesus was a Jew, but Yahushua came from the line of Yehuda. He was a Hebrew. Just to clear that up, too.
And his fight was against the Jews. Because, you see, the Pharisees and Sadducees, all his fight was always against the Jews, so-called Jews at
those
that time.
The serpent seed, another way to say it, just somebody who looked just like us who had a different spirit. That's all that is.
Yes.
Brother, you have some more questions?
Let me get my hat.
Okay.
Well, how y'all doing tonight?
We're great, brother.
I'm just so happy to be talking with some family members who love the word. Yeah.
That's right. Let's break it down. Let's see you.
Rightly dividing the word of truth.
That's right, spiritually too. Spiritually, that's spiritual part of it.
Now, Sister Georgia, you were talking earlier, and you had said something that stuck in my mind. It was Jeremiah chapter 16 and chapter 19, or was it Jeremiah 16:19?
Yes, the verse that says that in the end, the Gentiles are going to come and say, our fathers have inherited lies, where there is no prophet, vanity, and so forth. Many people believe that they're speaking about all the other nations who don't know that we're Hebrews. They're going to come and say, we've inherited lies. There is no person called Jesus. No. This is our history book. All you have to do is read. I did a well-thought-out lesson with a lot of good scripture giving you the understanding. All you have to do is read the book of Jeremiah to find out that it was our forefathers that were into paganism, doing all the ways of the heathen. They want to be just like them. They wanted a king. Boom, they got a king. They wanted. They went into the Gentiles. Well, the Father put us right in the midst of them. But now we're no longer the head with the tail. So when it goes to the understanding of coming out from among them, don't do like they do. Don't do like they say. Because we're supposed to be Kodesh, set apart from the very beginning. Our people have inherited lies. They believe in Christmas, Halloween, Easter. Our people believe in the same thing the Jewish people are doing now. And they're looking at a temple in Jerusalem when our bodies are the temples. So, you know, our fathers have inherited lies.
You know, I don't know sometimes if y'all actually look at this, but, you know, sitting up in the truck all day, I get a little paranoid. So sometimes y'all have to excuse me. But isn't it ironic, Sister Georgia, when you said 1619? Now, supposedly, according to Jamestown, we got here 1619, and 2019 is supposed to be the release date, and that's 400 years. I don't know if that was a code word that was laid in the Bible, in the Most High through seeking and studying, we would run upon it. I don't know. I could just be stretching some paranoia.
You know, you good, brother, because I hadn't even thought of that. That's good. Hey,
you know,
I tell you what, one of the things about it is, Brother Tabaris hits on that as well, that what they call occult knowledge or this, the mystery religions and all that,
they've taken a lot of things straight from the scripture.
Yeah, they've taken stuff straight from scripture, and of course, it's mixed in with a cult. They've hidden it from us. They know that we have spirits. They know that they are that's why they're scared to die. They know that they're the ones who have souls that just roam around. They understand that when they commune, as they call it, with their ancestors, they know that they're talking to somebody. We are told not to go talk to somebody because what's on the other side got nothing to do with us. And those things can take you over, possess you, inhabit you. And Yahushua told us how to get rid of them. But, you know, there's just so much that these people understand. And it's all about going back to Judges chapter 2. That's why I said I don't see why these people aren't teaching that. When it deals with the other nations, it tells us that these nations, their only job here, after they have put us under their foot, and we are not the head anymore, their only job here is to try and prove us. Our Father wants to know, are you going to continue hearkening to them? Are you going to come out from among them and hearken to me, which is going through his word? Not listening to the lies of the world, but understanding the truth spiritually of his word. And that's where we are now. We're having this big battle with the flesh, with what the eyes can read, and the set-apart spirit. There's a struggle going in many of us. If you are not getting this truth, if you don't even want to hear this truth, you got something else dwelling in you. But if you're understanding it, but, you know, you're fighting with it a little bit, but you get it a little bit, but you want to hear more. You got your set-apart spirit that is in contrast with the flesh. The flesh is run, the flesh and the blood, that don't come from the Father. It's that set-apart spirit that you have in you, and it's going to be warring. You're going to be, you know, they had to make us flesh when we came here. They had to wear out the saints. They're still wearing us out. Everything is, well, they'll starve us. They used to beat us, hang us, torture us, rape us. So we're so fleshly now. They were, what, setting dogs on our people during the civil rights movement. They were showering us with the holes. They've come with the KKK, terrify our people. They, you know, they did just so many things to where our people, we need to bring them back into remembrance. Although you once knew this, the Father says, just like this, your spirit was sent from above. If you're getting this, humble down to the Father and ask him to reveal. Because right now, we're cautioned through Paul, there's many people out there. We're not even worried about the mother nations because we already know they ain't us. The deception is the ones that look like that us, but some of them, they're not of us. Because remember, all Israel will be saved, but not all Israel is of Israel. You know, so we got a lot going on right now. And I hate to say it, but Brother Tabaris was cut off. he was dropped. So I'm going to bring back on our sisters. And, Brother, do you have any other things you want to state? Look, I'm enjoying it. Sisters, you're now brought on as well. Do you want to add to anything that was said or ask any questions or comment?
No, not right now.
Okay. Brother, these are some good questions, and you're bringing some stuff to my mind that I hadn't even thought of. You always do that when you call in. That's why I love having you call in. You want to share anything else with us, possibly with the, you know?
No, I'm just all ears right now. You know, I learn more from listening than I talk.
I tell you, you know, and I was going through the scriptures because I did have a lot highlighted. I had a lot highlighted. Okay, well, let's see. Oh, wait a minute. I was trying to get through. Y'all wouldn't believe my scriptures are so well. Every time I read it, you know, I'll go back and highlight, and I try to put a little sub note so that I know, okay, I got to hit this, I got to hit that. And I'm looking through it right now. But while I'm looking, I do have another person. I know who this is. I want to bring this other brother on because he always has a wealth of knowledge with him as well. So I'm going to open another mic. Just put up the number one button if you want to speak. Area code 765. Brother Neil.
Hello?
Brother Neil? Oh, maybe not. I'm sorry. 765. Shalom. Who am I speaking to? Sister Diana?
No, Sister Lisa.
Sister Lisa?
Uh-huh.
What, are you new to calling?
I've never called in before, but I'm on your Biblical Hebrew site.
Well, Sister, we're so glad you called in. Hey, welcome, welcome.
I have a question. When they refer to the, something like in the Bible, the fullness of the time of the Gentiles, what does that mean?
Everybody will teach you that it is speaking of when the, you know, if you understand that the end, according to the hand and the foot holding of Jacob to Esau's heel, they believe that it's talking about the Gentiles after they get done with everything they're doing because it tells us that Esau will be ruling. But that's not what it's talking about. The Father is waiting for those dry bones, those Gentiles, to wake up, the ones that are lost sheep. So until the time of the Gentiles, this is our history book, until all of us are woken up, because all Israel will be saved, those that are of Israel that are now lost sheep. But all Israel will wake up, okay? All Israel.
Uh-huh.
So it's the time of the Gentiles who are lost sheep. When that time is fulfilled, just like the marking of, and when they wake up, they have the mark of the Most High on them. You know, they have they're spiritual. They come into the understanding. They hear the truth, love the truth, want more of the truth. They're obeying the Father's word, which is written, okay, with a spiritual understanding. But those Gentiles are us. Those Gentiles are us, the lost sheep, those who wake up out of the Hebrews. This scripture has nothing to do about the other nations except allow them to understand when Yahushua come back. Now the Hebrews are going to be put back in their proper order. Everybody else will be put underfoot, everyone else, outside of the Hebrews.
Mm-hmm. Sister
okay.
Georgia.
Uh-huh.
Sister Georgia.
Yes.
Now, didn't Rome invade Jerusalem in 70 A.D.?
They were there as well, yes. You can read about that in the book of Obadiah, too. That goes into it a little bit.
And so, I mean, now at that time, the Hebrews were kicked out, right? They fled.
Not all of them, no. Many of them, you go into some of the books that they even talk about it, they tell you how we know the scriptures tell us that some did flee, yes, into the mountains.
Right.
Those were in Africa. But we have to understand that it'll show you when you go look at the film, plus you can read the documentation, that they were starving our people out and everything. When they finally broke through the wall, it says in one of these books that how they were killing off all the Hebrews that they, you know, could, and they got tired of killing them, and they sold the remaining of them to enslave ships. But, they spared none. The women, the men, what we did to them is what they did to us. When we were told to go conquer that land, kill the man, the woman, the child, the oxen, the this, the that, that's what they did to us. And that was during 70 A.D.,
Okay, so now if Jerusalem was conquered then and another power came in to set up its kingdom, and Israel haven't been back yet, but when I look at Luke 21 and 24, doesn't that sort of talk about that particular time in history?
Okay, we'll go there now. Luke 20 what?
Luke 21 and 24, when it shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. Luke chapter 21 and verse 24.
Okay, let me go there. Let me go there.
I think this deals with the 70 A.D. when Titus came in, and it was all initially started, I think, back in 64. A.D. Is it a Pompey or Pompous?
Well, that, you see, let me just say this. Right here, okay, for 24, it's talking about the end times, first of all, because it tells us in those days. But we know it happened many times to our people. But it tells us in verse 24 of Luke 21, it says, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captives unto all nations scattered. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles." Okay? The first Gentiles they're speaking of are the other nations, because that is what's going on right now. We know that our people, they went underneath the curses. But you got to know that until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled, the Gentiles they're speaking of this is our history, but we're not focusing on them. That's where people mess up, because they put the word Gentile twice. If they would have put the other nations, okay, will be trodden down by the heathens of the other nations, non-Hebrews, until the time of the lost sheep be fulfilled. You see what I'm saying? It's those English words that screw us up.
Yeah.
This book is not anybody else's book. I hope that clarified it for you.
There are two type of Gentiles, right?
Yes.
There's a Hellenistic Gentile, which is a bloodline Israelite, and a heathen Gentile. Is this talking about both of them or just one of them?
Well, I'm going to clarify for you an easy way to do it, because our people got into a lot of the paganism. Okay, you got the lost sheep. What you read in the book of Acts and other places in Scripture, especially dealing with the apostles, where they were going out to, the lost sheep who were Gentiles. They were worshiping pagan images, idols. There's different factions, but those Gentiles being spoken of were the lost sheep. Some of them got into philosophies. Some of them they were under the scribes and Pharisees, and they were only with the Torah. They didn't bring in Yahushua. Some of them, through their disbelief, you know. Then you got the other nations, and they don't make a distinction. The way they teach it to us is, oh, they're talking about everybody else. No. They might say that Paul, he was a Roman. Paul says, I'm a Roman. But what Paul said is, I'm a Roman citizen, because I was born. Like, if I say I'm Georgia, now I'm a Hebrew, but I'm an American citizen. I live out here. That's where I'm dwelling. See, they've taken those words. We've been going through. That's all we've been going through in our past lessons. You got to understand, when I read, sometimes people say, well, you're messing up the scriptures. No, I'm not, if you understand what's going on. I try to put it in a clearer sense of what's being said so you can get it. They put the English word Gentile twice. You're believing that until these other nations do everything they're going to do to us. No, that's not what the Father's talking about. Because, see, their job, they're doing it already. And their job is to make the name of Israel no more in remembrance. We wake it up. That's over with. The Gentiles, the lost sheep, got to get that set apart spirit back in them and wake up to the truth. So until everyone is marked, hold back the winds till they have the mark of the Most High on them. Until the time of those lost sheep be woken up, that's what we're waiting on. Those Gentiles, those lost sheep that Yahushua was sent for. They got teachers teaching. Those lost sheep are coming out of the system of the lie of Babylon, the confusion. They're waking up. Those Gentiles have to wake up. But what's trodden down right now, it is trodden down with the Goyim, the other nations. So it's two different Gentiles. It's the English words that screw us up, family. Anybody else want to say? Sister, how about you? Because you called in. I'm so happy you called in. You got anything else you want to ask?
No, that pretty much answered my question.
Okay, sister. I'm just glad you're here. I'm glad that we're hearing from our family members. And it's her first time calling in, but I pray that it's not your last. And, you know, we're going to try to always leave a little bit of time open in case, you know, we go over something and you don't fully understand it. So basically what you're saying is if you've heard the entire lesson with the predestination sent from above. Now, Brother Tabaris got dropped off the line. And he can't come back on because we're in our third hour. But did you understand everything that he was presenting?
Yes. Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay. Well, sister, I'm so glad that you called in. And I believe your mic open and let you drop off in case something else might, you know, come to your attention while we're talking and you might want to say something else. Okay, Brother Stiletto, I know you
got
stuff. You want to share anything else with us, brother?
No, I want to hear what everybody else has to say.
Well, right now, nobody else is saying anything.
Sister Jennifer there?
Sister Jennifer was dropped early on, and she didn't call back in. But, family, I'll just say this. If you go to Peter, okay, the letter of Peter, okay, it was an epistle, it was a letter. If you go there, it kind of goes into the election a bit, okay? And in chapter 2, let me see, I want to find it.
All right, I'm going there right now. You say, is that 1 Peter, 2 Peter?
This is 1 Peter chapter 2. I just saw it. Let me see.
1 Peter chapter 2. Okay.
Okay. I just saw it. Give me a second. Okay, I'm sorry. Go to 1 Peter's first chapter. Something in there I got to read first because it's dealing with the same thing, family. It's dealing with the same thing. When you go to 1 Peter, first chapter, verse 2. Now, this is Peter, apostle of Yahushua. And he says, to the strangers scattered throughout, and he names all the places. So that stranger are the lost sheep. He says, elect according to the foreknowledge of the Father. Okay? And through the sanctification of the set-apart spirit unto obedience and the sprinkling of the blood of Yahushua. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Many times we read this and we overlook it. He says, according to the foreknowledge, those that were predestined. He's speaking to those, but they are known as strangers. Okay? They were, it wasn't their time to wake up. You see what I'm saying? Just like many of us, we were in a lot of different things, but it was our time to wake up. We were sent from above. The foreknowledge of us, our set apart spirit, was from the Father. He knew us before he formed us in our mother's womb. Now, when you go to, let's see, I pinpoint it. Okay, verse 14.
James 1 and 1.
I'm in Peter, the book of Peter. First Peter. Okay, First Peter, first chapter, verse 14. He tells us, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. These are the same ones he foreknew, the same ones that were strangers who were scattered throughout these places. Remember, the Hebrews are the only people who got scattered. Don't say that Edomites or the Hamites or, no, we know that they went different places, but they were not scattered by the Father. That's speaking of our people. So it says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, you know, before the set-apart spirit came upon us, the things that we were into, the things of the flesh, not understanding the spiritual. You see? Now, when you go to chapter 2 of 1 Peter, I'm going to read just a little bit of it for you. It says, wherefore,
okay,
this is chapter 2 of 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 1. It says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that Yahuwah is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men. Now they use the word men, but we know they're talking about those with a different, they don't have to set up our spirit in them, but chosen of Yahuwah and precious. Many of them, they while they're a Gentile, while they're a lost sheep, they don't have the truth, because once the set-apart spirit indwells with you and you're operating out of it, you're going to know this truth. You're going to understand this truth. Many of our people, they wake up, but they're still, even though they wake up to find out they're Hebrews, they're still considered a Gentile. But these are the people that Yahushua came back for. That set apart spirit is going to find, you're going to wake up. You were meant to wake up. He said, I'm not losing one. But the slumber was put on us. But he's going to wake us back up. So that's what's occurring right now. But he says, I just want to go a little bit further. It says, to whom concerning,
that was good.
It says, to whom coming as unto a living stone. Remember, Yahushua said, you don't think that my Father can raise up children from stone? What he was saying was, all it is a vessel. We know what's residing in you, but my Father can take a stone and put the set apart spirit in it. That would be a son of the Most High. But you Pharisee, you scribe, you generation of vipers, your father is what? The devil. So we see they have a difference. They call it a spirit, but I call it a soul because it's not the same thing we have. It says, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of Yahuwah and precious. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and a set-apart priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to the Most High by Yahushua. It's all spiritual now, family. It says, wherefore also it is contained in the scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Okay, this is operating out the set of our spirit, because when Yahushua resided up in the heavens with our Heavenly Father sitting at the right hand of him, the set apart spirit, okay, the comforter came to us. It says, unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient. They don't want to, somehow they don't want to accept this truth, the spiritual truth, the stone which the builder disallowed. What builders? Well, that goes back to Cain, because we know Cain was the first master builder. That goes to the lineage of how they say, when Yahushua was calling them scribes and Pharisees, you generation of vipers, taking it right back to John chapter 8, when he told them who their father was. Hey, it's all the same thing. These, it says, unto you therefore which believe he is precious, talking about Yahushua, but unto them, they have a different, they have a soul. They don't have a set apart spirit, which be disobedient. Okay, the stone which the builder disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. Okay, the point, people think, that, see, Father says I create good, I create evil. I create a vessel of honor, I can create a vessel of dishonor. Everything is to glorify our Heavenly Father, Yahuwah. But these things were created, these things were done. These things, like the word says, they were put there or appointed there. And the whole thing is, go back to Judges chapter 2, are you going to hearken to me or to them? I like to say, are you going to hearken to the set-apart spirit which dwells within us and is sent from our Father through Yahushua, or are you going to and let that lead you and guide you and guide your footpath and everything, or are you going to hearken to what they call a man, which is a vessel that has a different spirit in it? Same spirit that has been in working in the children of disobedience, you know, and all this is a spiritual thing, family. It's all a spiritual thing. And I don't know if I messed anybody up with reading that, but I just want to read that. Brother, you want to add something to that?
You know, you said something that really got me. It was a word, slumber. And I heard it before, and even read it. But when you said it, sister, I understand now why we walk around asleep, because there's a spirit of slumber on us.
We would be, as they show you in the TV shows, when they show you Night of the Living Dead or whatever, we walk in darkness. We ain't dead because we're fully functioning, but we are dead because we don't have our Father and Yahushua, the set-apart spirit, the fountain of living waters in us. We're just walking in darkness. We are those that, you know, we eat up anything. we are the people there, and they're actually making fun of us because it's not that we are dead. We're just asleep, but we're walking around this earth in darkness. Now, I want to go into this a little bit too, since we're on the subject. When the set-apart spirit, as we were talking, when it's your time to wake up, when the Gentiles be fulfilled and they're woken up with the set-apart spirit, what you're actually doing is coming to life from the dead. You're doing like a resurrection. Your body was once dead, not physically dead, but spiritually dead. And spiritually, you have a resurrection now. You have come into the truth. You have life given to you. You are operating out the set-apart spirit. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of the things that they have put in film and so forth has been a form of deception, and it's to scare you. It's really to keep you of the flesh, because we can go all over YouTube, all over the news, and talk about this person who ate another person's face off, and, you know, they show you vampires and werewolves. But not that these things aren't real. It's just that you don't seem to understand that they've always known who we were. They've always threw it in our face that our people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Our people have the blind leading the blind. Our people are the zombies walking around doing things, but we're dead. We don't have the truth. We're in darkness. You know what I'm saying? And y'all get what I'm saying, or am I just, you know, am I delusional or what?
No, you're right. I mean, it would not be necessary, according to Isaiah 52, it would not be necessary for anyone to tell somebody to wake up unless they're asleep, right?
That's right.
So why did he in Isaiah 52 say awake, awake, if they were asleep?
Let me get there, because I'm going to read it for everybody, because, you know, we have a little bit of time. Let's see. We have about almost 15 minutes. Where you at, brother? Isaiah 152?
I actually started Isaiah 51 in verse 20 and read that all the way to 52 in verse 2.
Okay, I'm going to read it for Isaiah 51 verse, you said where again? Now, where's the beginning of 51?
Of 51 and verse 20, start right
okay.
There and read it all the way to 52 in verse 2. Because 51 and 20 is kind of like the kickoff, and it gradually eases on into 52.
Okay. Verse 20 of Isaiah 51 reads, "Thy sons have fainted, they lie at the head of all the streets, as a wild bull in a net. They are full of the fury of the Most High, the rebuke of thy father. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus said Yahuwah, the father of Israel, and thy father that pleaded the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. 52. Give me a second to let the computer get there. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. It says, put on the beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the set-apart city, for henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Yahuwah, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. How far do you want me to go?
Let me see. Go to 4, and then I stop there.
Okay. Verse 3, for thus saith Yahuwah, ye have sold yourselves for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. And it says, for thus said Yahuwah, father of Israel, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahuwah, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahuwah, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. Let me go further.
If you want to, sister, that's fine. It's getting good. You're making it sound real good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to keep going. It is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that said unto Zion, thy father reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing. And they shall see eye to eye when Yahuwah shall bring again Zion. Break forth in the joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahuwah hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. Yahuwah hath made bare his set-apart arm in the eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our Father. Depart ye, go ye out from thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean, that bear the vessel of the Most High. For ye shall not go out with haste, nor go by flight. For Yahuwah will go before you, and the Father of Israel will be your reward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high. As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations, some of the tribes. The king shall shut their mouth at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see. Well, let me read that again. The last one is verse 15. So shall he sprinkle many nations. the king shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider.
Mm.
To me, that's talking about us, because we know that the kings of Israel, the nations, they had our fathers have inherited lies. That goes right back to that with me. But it's still talking about Israel. It's still talking about Israel. So one thing I want to state, if you go to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 is so important. It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is given or is of any private interpretation. Right now, just like Christianity, that's how you should be able to know them by their fruit. Many people will go through a lot of the prophecies dealing with the end time, and they're giving you a physical message, got to go in history, got to go in science, got to go all these places, and they get a little bit into the scripture. When it shouldn't matter that you don't know about Momo Fufu out in land of Tupac II, or this thing that happened. Nobody else know about it in the world, but see, this special thing, this is why this prophecy is so. No. You see, if you got the word, if you're studying to show yourself approved, if you're understanding that the prophets were telling, the prophets, even when Paul was talking and when Yahushua was giving revelations, all these things, John the Revelator, you know, all this is talking about Israel. Those churches aren't just churches, not buildings. Those are assemblies. Those are different assemblies of Hebrews. All of this is all about us. All you got to do is listen to the prophets, go back and precept, and you'll get the spiritual. You got to do it spiritually, though, and you'll get the proper understanding of everything in the book. Only if you're operating out of set-apart spirit, or you may be deceived a little bit to believe it's talking about this or that or this. This is our history book. Know that. This is our history book. The Father put everything in the Word for our understanding. You can show somebody something, but you ain't got to go out in history. You don't have to take science. You don't have to go study the Hebrew language to get this stuff, because the set of our spirit is going to give it to you. We were sent from above. Those who were sent from above hear the Father's words. They understand. They can correctly divide the truth from the lie. They go on precepts, here a little, there a little, rightly dividing the word, studying to show themselves approved. It don't get no better than that, family. I just wanted to share that with you guys. Anyhow, at this point, anybody else want to say anything else? Because we have maybe about 9 minutes left. Is there anything else? Sister, did you want to add anything at this point?
No.
Okay, how about my sisters, Sister Lakeisha, Sister Cookie, did you guys want to add anything at this point?
This is Sister Lakeisha. I don't have anything else to add.
Okay, sister. How about you, Sister Cookie?
She left.
Okay. Okay, well, brother, you got the floor. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to tonight's lesson?
I wanted to ask the two sisters, have you guys been noticing if, other Hebrews are waking up where you all know that?
What do you mean exactly?
Okay, announce who's talking, and then start talking so we can figure out where you're from and everything. So we can hear. Okay, how about if we get, who just said a word? I don't know who just spoke. Sister Lakeisha, what area are you from before you even answer that question? What area about are you from?
I'm from California.
So the question is, are you noticing that other Hebrews are waking up?
Not necessarily, no. I noticed on Facebook there's a lot of Hebrews waking up, but in Sacramento, not too much.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know what it is about California. I'm from Pasadena.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like when you get more towards the West Coast, it seems like like the West Coast has that spirit of slumber on it.
Well, I think we lack a lot of culture out here. And so
exactly.
That might be why a lot of people aren't waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, the scriptures do tell us to be still and hear the Father's voice. One thing I noticed about those larger cities and things like that, it seems like the world has put so much stuff, so many activities, so many things to do. You get in these bigger cities, you always keep yourself occupied, occupied, occupied. You maybe you might go to church, but you're right back there. As soon as you get out of church, you're the same thing. You're not sitting still. You're not studying. You're not waiting to hear from the Father. That could have something to do with that area, per se.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that the Word does say, narrow is the path,
right.
And few that find it, you know, narrow is that path. So we got to remember, we're scattered everywhere, but it's, you know, you're going to find a handful here, a handful there. Out of all the children of Israel, you're going to be finding a handful here in the
mm-hmm.
truth and really getting into the truth and wanting to know more about the truth. Sister, did you want to answer his question, what he had asked about the location?
Yeah. My name's Lisa, by the way. I'm from Indiana, and it's like, most of the Hebrews are still in Christianity. So it's like they're kind of trapped there.
Okay. Well, sister, how long have you been into the truth? That's a question, I guess, you know. How long have you been?
It's been about a year.
Okay. And when did you first hear the truth, and what was your reaction when you heard the truth that you were the chosen people and so forth?
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because actually I wasn't looking for the truth. You know what I mean? It's just
right.
Like I was looking at something about it's like some conspiracy theory site, and somebody had linked one of your blog talks about I think giants or something, and that's how I kind of found it.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, but when you found out that you were one of the ones that were the hidden ones, how did that, you know, set with you? How did, you know, what was your reaction to that? I'm kind of curious.
At first, you know, because I was raised in Christianity, although I stopped going to church when I was a teenager. But, you know, everybody in my family had been, like, pastors and stuff. So it's kind of, like, shocking, but then it's like a light clicked on and it made sense and there was no turning back.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm in the process of trying to wake up my family members, and you know.
Right. Well, you see, that's what we're talking about today. You're predestined, sister.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear the word, you accept the word. It's a joyful thing. The word is joyful. The word is never in misery. And those
yeah.
who hear the Father's word, you know, because really our spirit, there's a lot going on with our spirit. Even though mentally we might be doing this, our spirit is. Quickening us, is bringing us to the truth. And once we hear that truth, oh man, it's like, I got to hear more. I got to find out more.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not by chance, sister. Family, we got about 3 minutes left, I would say. Anybody else want to say anything?
I just want to say, once I found out the truth, there was no turning back. My life was forever changed. And, you know, I'm just grateful. Grateful. That's all I can say.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, whoa. I'm just so thankful that more and more of our family members are listening to the episodes and waking up to the truth. And as the Father gives it to us, hey, we're going to reveal it on the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. Family, I'm going to tell everybody, as always, stay in the Father's word. If you sin, repent. We have that connection with our Father. You don't have to go to no priest or no man that's called a father on earth. You repent, you come back to the Father, and come out from among her, the confusion, the wickedness. You don't have to transport yourself nowhere, okay? So with that said, family, come back spiritually to our Father. We're going to end the show right now, and it was a blessing to have everyone call in and everyone join us tonight. Hey, stay in the Father's word. Shalom, family.
Shalom.